WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Category 4 Hurricane Idalia bearing down on Florida's Big Bend region, packing sustained winds of at least 130 miles per hour. Landfall expected within an hour or so. The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake says if you're in the storm's path.
Time is rapidly running out for people to leave. Preparation should have already been completed. And it just kind of depends on how well the roads are, and the weather's not great, but it's better than 12 feet of storm surge.
The storm's impact being felt far down the Gulf Coast. Bill Bunkley with AM 860 The Answer in Tampa Bay says there's an impressive array of resources ready for action once the storm clears.
Pre-positioned assets from FEMA, from the president, as well as all of the power companies, water backup, MRIs, everything's been pre-positioned. And so all up and down the Florida Gulf Coast, we have personnel, National Guard.
South Georgia and the Carolinas expected to feel the storm's impact later in the week. Several weeks after the wildfires, crews have pretty much completed the search for victims in the burn area on Maui.
Officials suggest responders likely have already recovered any remains recognizable as such, and they're shifting the response to focus on removing hazardous waste and making the area safe for residents to begin returning.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. The White House claims to have successfully disrupted a human smuggling network led by an ISIS sympathizer. The operation apparently smuggled Uzbek nationals into the United States across the southern border. What's not clear is where all of those smuggled into the country by the network are. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 15 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The roof was completely gone.
All of our memories being wiped away.
The rain is what got
20 minutes of sheer terror.
And you can feel it in your body.
The fire moved down the canyon.
The rumbling of the house.
My son started screaming, "We're gonna die, we're gonna die. In the name of Jesus, we are not gonna die."
At Samaritan's Purse, we bring spiritual and physical aid to hurting people around the world. We go into dangerous situations because in disaster, in disease, in war, Jesus calls us to love our neighbor, to heal the sick, feed the hungry, restore the broken. Work and volunteer with Samaritan's Purse follow the example of Jesus. We go to serve, not to be served. And we go in Jesus' name. Join us at SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
Mutinous soldiers in Gabon say they're overturning the results of a presidential election that was to extend the ruling family's 55-year grip on power.
The Central African country's election committee had announced early on Wednesday that President Ali Bongo Ondimba had won the election with 64% of the vote. Within minutes, gunfire was heard in the center of the capital, Libreville, and a little later, a dozen uniformed soldiers appeared on state television saying they'd seize power. The situation in the capital isn't immediately clear, with no word from the president. The coup attempt comes about 1 month after mutinous soldiers in Niger seized power from the democratically elected government. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Britain's top diplomat James Cleverly has begun a long-awaited visit to China as countries try to stabilize ties that have frayed in recent years. The trip, the first by a UK foreign secretary to China in more than 5 years. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, the TV news crew is reporting on a string of robberies in one Chicago neighborhood when things took a sudden, unexpected turn.
Spanish-language station Univision Chicago says a reporter and photographer were filming early Monday in Chicago's Westtown neighborhood. They were robbed by three masked men brandishing firearms who took their television cameras and other items. Police say no injuries were reported and no one is in custody. It was the second robbery this month involving a Chicago news crew. WLS-TV says one of its photographers was assaulted and robbed on August 8th while preparing to cover a weekday afternoon news conference on Chicago's West Side. Keith Peters reporting.
A 34-year-old University of North Carolina graduate student, Tai Lei Chi, has been charged with first-degree murder. stemming from Monday's on-campus shooting of his faculty advisor, Zi Che Yen. The motive for the attack not clear. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. We'll have our wind staying light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine, we'll have mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday, still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right.
Keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bar strangers slow dance. I've seen happy hour two for ones turn to one night stands. I've seen neon rebounds and late night drunk. Go up in cigarette smoke. I've seen two hearts bet it all and still end up broke. The real thing won't be easy. Yeah, it might take a while. But I want that all and nothing. Keep the fire burning like the first time feeling. No matter
at 98Q Country. Whoa, microphone. Hello. Good morning. It's Wednesday morning. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Technical issues off the bat.
I hit my microphone and I like blew my own ears. Just like, whoa, I guess I don't have to get out any Q-tips this morning. Yikes. All right, we've got we're going to see temperatures, Austin, in the 90s by Sunday.
I'm okay with that, honestly. I don't like this cold stuff in the morning.
39 is what I saw here in Park Falls.
My grandma said it was 37 as I walked out the door.
Ooh, low. Imagine what those low outlying people have this morning. Might have a snowdrift in their front yard this morning. 40 in Park Falls, mid-30s, probably pretty common in some of the swampy areas. And we're going to see temperatures rise to about 70-ish today. Dry conditions right through the weekend for the most part. Little, if any, rain expected. People down in Florida are hogging all that rain right now. They got the Hurricane Idalia, which is now upgraded to a Category 4, that is set to hit Florida and Tampa area, I think, today.
Oh, boy.
So that's not going to be fun down there for them. Our temperature's on the rise a little bit each day. Upper 70s tomorrow, low 80s Thursday, or low 80s on Friday, upper 80s Saturday, and then 95 probably for Sunday and Labor Day Monday. It's hot. It's hot for September.
Wisconsin can't decide if it wants to end summer or not.
Yep. I think it will probably continue. September is usually one of those months, up and down a lot. Mm-hmm. Let's find out what's going on around the Badger State. We have a Wisconsin Radio Network, a quick news and sports minute.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Fond du Lac man was seriously injured after his glider crashed Monday night. Ted Allen has more.
Man's powered paraglider went down in a cornfield near Highway 151 in Taycheeda. The 34-year-old pilot called 911 to report the crash. Both of his legs were broken. A resident near the scene of the crash provided a farm tractor to knock down corn stalks so first responders could safely transport the man out of the cornfield.
A former Racine school employee is charged with sexually assaulting a 16-year-old student. Justin Lazama works as an event staff employee at Case High School. Prosecutors say Lazama coaxed the victim to his home with marijuana and sexually assaulted her. Lazama faces a maximum of 31 years in prison if convicted. And legislative Republicans are taking another shot at tax breaks in Wisconsin. They introduced a group of bills that would largely mirror the tax breaks that were vetoed by Governor Tony Evers in the last state budget. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Packers trimmed their roster to 53 players by the Tuesday deadline, but there's still more to do as the team returns to practice today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers must still sign a long snapper and will likely be scanning the waiver wire for added depth at tight end and defensive back. Former Badger Jonathan Taylor remains a member of the Indianapolis Colts after they couldn't find a trade partner for him. Taylor remains on the physically unable to perform list and is ineligible to play in at least the first four games of the season. Brewers' nine-game win streak came to an end last night, falling 1-0 to the Cubs at Wrigley. Cubs scored their only run of the game via an infield groundout in the first. Justin Steele tossing six scoreless innings for his 15th win of the season. He outdueled Brewers ace Corbin Burnes, who tossed seven innings of one-run ball but took the loss. Bucks signed former NBA first-round draft pick Ty Washington to a two-way contract. The guard was the 29th overall pick by Memphis in 2022. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Adventure.
adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
It's 2-for-1. You choose happy hour, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Close Wednesdays. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. 2 benefits, 1 capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. Lover wind staying light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine, we'll have mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday, still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country. Sounds like this.
I love it and it's great.
98Q Country.
Something you prove.
cutting them down, yeah. You never ain't not around, yeah. Don't matter what time, what town, I can't get you gone. Turn the bar, yeah, upside down. Just looking for something that does it.
Say that you have such a beautiful lie. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
AQ Country, Dan and Shay, they're back with more. They keep cranking them out. People listen to them, so we're going to keep making them until we stop listening. 22 before 7 at 6:38. It is a Wednesday. Not a whole lot going on reality radio-wise today, Austin. Anything you want to talk about during reality radio today?
Not at the moment that I can think of.
Well, you got about an hour and a half, so get to it.
I'll make something up.
make something up. We've got that... Level 4 hurricane hitting Florida, so that'll be the topic of the news around the country today. We had some cross-country results. Bruce cross-country invite held last night. Logger volleyball in action last night. And any other results that may come in, the Brewers continue to be in first place, even though they lost yesterday. Had their win streak snapped. We have high school football, Thursday Shawamigan, Friday Phillips, so a lot going on, so stay with us. We have just a whole pile of events to talk about that are coming up this weekend. We'll cover all that during reality radio. That's if there's coffee, right?
Only if there's coffee. There's not, we're going home.
Soon should be coffee, we're hoping anyway.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. From dust protection, vapor barrier for insulation, or as a weather shield, Polar Plastics has a fitting solution. With multiple uses, it's perfect for any project. Pick up a 10 by 25 foot roll of plastic drop cloth for just $7.99 after rebate. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-434-3366. That's 1-800-434-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-434-3366. That's 1-800-434-3366.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. Lover wind staying light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine, we'll have mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday, still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy, now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
Love country music.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. Thank you.
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Tonka trucks and G.I. Joes, jumping those hills with Luke and Bo, plastic cap guns in a swimming hole, don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves, 10% in the often place, Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race, sure be nice to get back to that place.
Community calendar at 98qcountry.com.
Take
got right around 75, it looks like, for the high temp today. We woke up to some temperatures in the low upper 30s, depending on which side of the swamp you are hanging out on this morning. I show 39 right now here in the city of Park Falls. And by Labor Day, we're going to see probably 95 and a bit unbearable as far as the heat goes. Little, if any, rain for the next several days here. So it should be a real nice Labor Day weekend. And kind of looking ahead to next week. Looks like temperatures, as we head back into the fall and slash winter type part of our schedule after Labor Day, probably in the 70s or so. We will get to all the news and sports. Reality Radio, Reality Today is, I don't see anybody on the list that wanted to come talk to us, Austin. So I guess we'll just...
People just don't like us anymore.
We'll just talk to ourselves. So.
That's fine. We'll carry on our own. We'll find a way.
We'll be all right. We will be.
We'll push through it.
We have lots of stuff going on this weekend. We will push through our emotions and see if we can't tell you about those things in Reality Radio about 8:15. Some words of wisdom to get the day going now. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Adversity isn't what determines our ultimate success or failure in life. We do. With perseverance, we can turn our stumbles into stepping stones on the pathway to success. Let me tell you about one man whose road to historic success was a long and winding path through failure. It started when he ran for election to the state legislature, but lost. Then he applied to law school and was rejected. By the end of the year, he was bankrupt. The next year, he nearly had a nervous breakdown after a woman he loved broke his heart. A few years after that, he ran for Senate twice and failed both times. Despite this man's failures, he persevered and in 1860 became President Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president, who preserved the Union and brought an end to slavery in America. To this day, he's considered one of our country's greatest leaders. Although there isn't a formula to success, there are common ingredients. One is perseverance. On the path toward a successful career, a strong marriage, or raising children into adults with good character, there will be challenges. When adversity comes, we can give up or we can dig deep, challenge ourselves to be stronger and move forward and face our challenges head on. When things get tough, lean into your problems and persevere. Don't quit too soon. You might be on the brink of turning your stumbles into success. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. Lover Wednesday, light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine, we'll have mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday, still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
I need a new truck. There ain't nothing wrong with mine. It's got 40 some thousand miles and the engine runs just fine. No, it ain't told. Scratch ain't got a dent. The radio works, it don't show dirt. Worth every dime I spend. I was gonna drive it till the wheels fell off. Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't. Till that sun came up, that's all that's wrong with this one. If you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Yeah, I need it right now. Not tomorrow, not next week. Can't take another red light with a memory over in that seat. If I find one more, here's how that slipped off her wrist. One more chapstick, one more picture, I might. Shop the way that girl is.